The party's just begun.
Sonic Boom!
Sit, would you kindly? Where's everyone going? Bingo? Kept you waiting, huh?
Oh yeah, that fucking clinky clink, dude. Just keep it going.
Yeah, this is providing ambiance. That's what it's ambience. Here for. Yeah, it's ambiance. Mm-hmm. Shall we? Huh?
You tell me, bud.
I'm with it. I'm ready to go. I'm ready. I was here until earlier than normal. Do it. All right. Hello and welcome to the NPC Gaming Podcast, where noobs, wannabe pros, and occasional completionists gather to discuss the latest in the world of gaming. There are a lot of gaming podcasts out there. There are a lot of NPC podcasts out there. And I think they actually support Aegon's claim to the throne, which I think is bullshit. So don't listen to them.
Oh mm-hmm. Here we go.
Yep. I am your host, Sir Anthony Fuentes. And with me, of course, is the peasant, James Brizuela.
You are Aegon. Nobody likes you. There's nobody more Aegon than you.
What do you know with the hand over here? Mr. Crispin Cordova.
Shut up, dude. You're team fucking green all the way, you piece of shit.
Ah, dude. Team black, let's go.
All of a sudden, dude, look at you flip-flopping. Look at you flip-flopping.
We'll see how it goes. But yes, anyways, we just are wrapping up our June announcements here. And of course, House of the Dragon has premiered, but it has nothing to do with this podcast. We got a couple quick bits. I mean, maybe. Did you finish the episode, James, or no?
No, I'll finish it tomorrow morning.
Oh shit! God. All right, we'll keep
fucking busy, dude. All right,
I feel you. I know. And then the titties popped up. We were trying to watch at work.
I was at work and I just saw. I was like, I was like, oh shit, tits, and I had to like turn it off.
Oh shit, tits.
and because I don't have my own office, so like everybody's just sitting there. I was like, okay, never mind, can't watch the scene.
Oh my god, no! I'm telling you, having your own office, you get away with a lot of titty time. That's for sure. Anyways. Wow. Quick bits. Who wants them? Because I'm getting the next bit.
I'll do it, dude.
You have a Shimon. Bit.
Yeah, let me do a little. Yeah, dude, we all got spit some thing on that what? Thing right here. A little quick bits.
Wow. All
right. Yeah. So.
Just wow.
Mm-hmm.
First one. Microsoft is discounting numerous Xbox 360 era titles before they shut the door on the 360 store at the end of next month, July 2024. Just FYI, guys. I don't know if we reported on that before. I feel like we have, but another online digital store is shutting down. Big surprise. So, some titles, such as the FPS Black from EA Criterion, which is a very underrated FPS game, Splinter Cell Chaos Theory, Dead Rising 2, Dead Island, and Burnout 3 are available on sale right now till next month for as little as 75 cents.
That's kind of good.
Some of them, not all of them, but a vast majority of them are actually backwards compatible. So just throw that in there. Beyond Good and Evil 20th Anniversary Edition is live today after being leaked for months and not showing up on any June announcement shows, but... You forgot a little part here. When they just so happened to take down, and by they, I mean Ubisoft. Ubisoft took down all the original digital
versions.
Copies, yeah. So you have to buy the new one at, guess what, guys, full price.
Enjoy wow. And they did it on all storefronts? Because I got the Xbox 360 version.
Well, if you already had it, you have it, right? But I'm talking about, like, if you didn't buy it, that is now the only... edition that is available.
Pulled a fucking rock star, huh?
Yeah, of course they bumped up the price on it, you know. From Software President Hidetaki Miyazaki goes on the record regarding the mass layoffs in the gaming industry, saying, quote, as long as this company is my responsibility, that's something I would not let happen. Also, Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree in 1 week overtook The Witcher 3 Blood. No, I'm sorry. That's a double typo. Yep. Nope.
Yeah.
Blood and wine.
Witcher 3. Blood.
Blood and wine. Witcher 3 Blood and Wine as the highest rated DLC on Metacritic.
Same.
Roger.
Just its first week of launch.
Not different. We are same.
I'm going to go get the papers.
Then the last two, just a little real quickies right now. We got Sony and Nintendo both confirmed that they are going to be skipping Gamescom 2024 in August. And also A Quiet Place, The Road Ahead game, based on the hit movie series, was announced. I believe it was announced at Xbox. No, not Xbox's.
One of these motherfuckers. I don't know. Yeah.
Someone's conference. But yeah, that's coming. It's taking place in the movie universe and all that. So
fun. Fun, yeah. Stealthy times, I'm sure. Man, fuck Ubisoft, though. That was dumb.
Those are your boys. Did we talk about
A Quiet Place, The Roadhead, The Hawk Tour, or what?
The Roadhead. Whoa. Wow.
Nope. I was the only one who thought that. All right. Okay. Moving on. Sorry, dude. I have too much blood going away from my head, dude. Sorry, dude. Jesus.
Oh, that's good. No. Yeah. Good for Miyazaki, though, for repping his boys. I think it'll only last as long as they have hits, but FromSoft seems to not be able to miss.
What? When has FromSoft had a miss?
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. They just can't miss. So, you know, no layoffs.
Yeah.
Good for them.
It's weird. It's almost like we say every couple episodes, right? You make a good game or you make a good DLC and people pay for it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just so weird. It's
no, but you've got to remove old versions so you can force people to pay. That's the real money.
You got to put the real money. Put a battle pass into Bloodborne. That's what they got to do.
Oh, there you go, dude. That's a lot of grind. They will grind away a battle pass for sure. You know how these From Software people are.
Hell no, they would never do that.
No one would ever grind in a From Software game, no. The sale looks good. It looks nice. Maybe I'll pick up some shit for like $1.
I was going to say, I'm a big surprise here. I'm going to shit on Nintendo. But remember when Nintendo shut down the 3DS shop? Guess what? Those games, you had to pay full price. Fire Emblem, you know, the digital Fire Emblems, they didn't get discounted. You had to pay 40 fucking bucks for those things up until the final day of their store.
I mean,
so.
Yeah.
kudos to Microsoft. Almost like they're getting their ass kicked and they feel like they need to do some really consumer-friendly moves here.
They gotta do some drastic shit, earn some goodwill. That's what it seems like. That's definitely what it seems like.
Yep.
What's your take, James?
You suck. Fuck Xbox. And now, I mean, whatever. You know, that's cool. Good on them, I guess, but...
Yeah, not the most exciting quick bits, to be honest with you. they're all pretty simple stuff.
I mean, yeah. Black is cool. Splinter Cell Chaos Theory, I like Burnout. I like the Burnout game just because it's like mindless instruction. So
I like Dead Rising. Dead Rising was always a good game series to me. But also, like, I think it's one of those old school style games that is hard to play now because it resets all the fucking time and it's a lot of bullshit. Yeah. So, you know.
The black physical copies are going for like triple that price. So if I can buy it for 75 cents and have it, yeah, that's me.
So they're going for like crazy. What? $2.25? Is that the triple right there? Yeah?
No.
They're going for latte prices?
I apologize, Fwen. I meant like 20 bucks and shit.
Dude. Oh, okay.
I'm not 20 bucks for an Xbox
game. I'll get the latte then. It's all good, dude.
You know the economy, bud.
No, yeah, I feel you. I'm relying on those Starbucks points, man. I need those stars, baby. And then Gamescom, it seems like only Microsoft wants to show up for this one, so hopefully they give us some good announcements, because, I mean, I can't remember there being a lot of major stuff coming out of Gamescom in the past, though, so this seems pretty normal.
There used to be some good Metal Gear Solid releases on Gamescom. For some reason, Hideo always drops some banger trailers that, you know, nothing new, but like just more and more info. But yeah, I don't think there's ever been like a major reveal there, but it's just more and more info. So
yeah, reinforces all the shit. All right, that's cool. Yeah. I see it. Some good quick bitten up in there. So I mean, might as well just move on to the news. So,
oh my god.
Yeah. The blood, blood, news, blues?
Shut up, up.
Anyways, let's do it. So, Nintendo Direct, June 2024. That's right. Hey. Nintendo's annual Summer Direct has arrived, and they went oddly hard considering the Switch's at the end of its life cycle and its successors allegedly less than a year away. Still, we got some big announcements alongside the usual JRPG flurry. Here are a few of them for the system that is about 8 years in. The Direct popped off with Mario & Luigi Brothership, the first new installment in about 9 years, and it is out in November this year. Yeah. Biggest Mario Party ever, with Mario Party Jamboree, now having multiplayer for over 20 players online, and comes out in October. Metal Slug and Marvel vs. Capcom were represented for old-school game fans, as well as Hello Kitty Island Adventures for the real gamers. That's right. The GBA version of A Link to the Past with Four Swords Adventures. What, you don't fucking Butters would love that announcement. With Metroid Zero Mission, Turok, and Perfect Dark Shadow dropped on NSO, along with the, of course, weird 17-plus rated N64 app. So, there you go. Donkey Kong Country Returns joins Luigi's Mansion 2 on the HD remake train, this time set for January 2025. And of course, Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon is out in just 2 days. And then, of course, the last two big announcements. We got The Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom, which launches in September, with Zelda finally being the main character, Philip CDO Wand of Gamelon notwithstanding. And alas, the first footage of Metroid Prime 4 has been revealed alongside a 2025 released date. Discuss. What are your direct thoughts, anyone?
Mario & Luigi, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Mario Party Jamboree, nope.
Let's have a jamboree. Let's go. Come on.
The Metal Slug Tower Defense looks interesting, but because Luigi's Mansion 2 is coming out, I am not going to be buying that for right now. Let's see what else. I'm very cautiously, I'm not even cautiously optimistic. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I'm scared of Echoes of Wisdom because of how shitty that Princess Peach game was. And just from the trailer alone, I'm like, it looks kind of boring because it looks like they kind of retrofitted the new creation system in...
What was it? Link's Awakening?
No, in Tears of the Kingdom.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's how you do battle, and it kind of looks stupid in that sense. I don't know. I'm not about it. It didn't look that great to me. And again, I'm very cautious of it because Princess Peach Showtime, like, that demo was dog shit. Like, I really wanted that to be good because I wanted to buy it, and it was just not fun.
Like, I mean, to be fair, like, Anima and, like, the Zelda team's working on this one, so it's not, like, the Showtime team, which is, like, the fucking D-leagues of Nintendo.
Yeah, I mean, that's understandable, but I still just don't like the mechanics from the trailer.
Yeah.
I mean, they would have just given her straight up, like...
Shooty-shooty wand power?
Yeah! Like, just that! Like, make just her, like...
Pew! Pew! Why not?
But they didn't. Instead, they're like, okay, well, you're gonna have to create a...
Like a chain chomp or something.
A crate and drop it on someone. Like, meh, get out of here. Look, man, just... I said this before, and I'll say it again. Stop fucking making games where I gotta create shit, alright? Stop doing it.
It's like, I'm right at work. I don't want to think with my right brain when I'm fucking at home.
Exactly. No, but at that, and then I'm excited for Donkey Kong Country Returns.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a fun one.
Yeah, I feel like they're remaking a lot of really good bangers, and, you know, we're currently playing Paper Mario, which is fantastic.
My God. Yeah, absolutely.
I can't wait to replay Luigi's Mansion 2. I haven't played it since I had a 3DS way back when.
Dude, like 10 years ago?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm. I'm confused. I thought Dark Moon was number two.
Dark Moon's number two, yeah.
It is number two.
Mm-hmm.
But it was only released on the 3DS.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was only a 3DS game. Okay. This is the first time it's actually on...
Like HD, you know, on a big console.
So they're, are they calling it Dark Moon, or are they calling it Luigi's Mansion?
No,
it's interchangeable. You can say either one, but yeah.
It's the sequel. You know, don't Luigi's Mansion. Yeah, right? Hey.
Finish three and then talk to us about any other installment, dude.
Don't badmouth this series, all right? It's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what you think, Cordova? What's calling out to you on this direct?
That Mario and Luigi though, fucking, I fucked with it.
Like, that's the way you pop Luigi's, off a thing.
Yeah, like the only one that I really like didn't get sucked into was Dream World. What was it?
Partners called? In Time? Oh no, Dream Team. No. Dream Team.
Yeah, Dream Team.
Dream Team. Yeah, no, really I agree.
Yeah, that really didn't suck me in, but all the other ones are just like, yeah, cinema, dude. Absolutely, I've played Superstar Saga like 4 times. Like, I just love that game. Superstar Saga, the OG one.
Which one was on 3DS?
3DS had Dream Team. It had
the remake. They had the remake. Yeah,
Partners in Time and Bowser's Inside Story.
Which one was the one that I borrowed from you, Alex?
Had me Partners in Time, I would imagine.
It may have been Partners in Time because I think I bought the remake of Superstar Saga like at the end of the Nintendo 3DS. Like life cycle. It was back when GameStop was actually good and they used to have those deals like buy two get one free.
Yeah.
And I remember I went in and bought like all of the Mario and Luigi games they had. So I got fucking Superstar Saga, I got Bowser's
Inside Story. Yep, that's right.
And then I got the Mario and Luigi and like Paper Mario crossover, which I didn't even get to play, but
I heard that wasn't that good.
Well, I just bought it just because I'm like, dude, fucking 3 Mario and Luigi games for the price of 2. Like, yeah, that's me.
That's good. So, and this one looks good. This one actually looks really fucking good.
Yeah, it looks cool. I mean, I've been playing, like I said, dude, I played Superstar Saga OG on the Game Boy Advance. I replayed the remake, and then I replayed it on, like, a ROM on my PSP. And then I started replaying it again on the Nintendo Online.
I started playing the online one too, yeah.
So it's one of those games. I could just go back and replay it. Like, I love that game. So Brothership, I'm down with that. I still need to get that, you know, Thousand Year Door that you guys are on, but
I do have it
on the GameCube, so it's really hard for me to justify it, but at the same time, the portability.
They restructured it apparently too, so there's less backtracking. So it makes it a quicker game.
So I definitely want that.
Yeah, there's a whole transportation type system now that's amazing because it was a pain in the ass doing that originally, the original one. So it's definitely, you know, they gave quality of life updates for it in it for sure.
Nice. I'll give Nintendo props. When they do that shit with their old games and they give quality, like, new quality of life, it's like, yes, I will give them full money for that.
That's why I'm waiting for Wind Waker Remake to fucking drop, dude. The new version was way quicker and nicer than the fucking OG.
They're cowards.
I know.
even if they want to get dirty, dude, they can throw in Phantom Hourglass too. What if they did a combo, like an HD remake of both of them together?
That'd be good.
Think if they're gonna do a combo, I think they would combo Phantom Hourglass and Spirit Tracks together.
And Spirit Tracks, probably those two. just throwing it out there, you know.
Yeah, and then the Mario Party game, it's cool. I have not even got to really play Superstar Saga because my daughter took it. So, like, she's just playing it all the time.
Oh, Superstars?
But, but Superstar Saga, I heard, was really good.
It was an awesome fucking Mario Party because all the old maps. Yeah. It's a bunch of old fucking maps. It's really good.
I heard the online's better. We just never got to really play it. So
I played on one of my birthdays, and we all got fucking lit and fucking chat. Like, it's fucking perfect. I
mean, you know, Mario parties are always fun. Like, am I going to go out of my way to get that day one? I mean, if it's ever on sale, I'll probably swoop it. The Marvel vs.
Sorry. I hate Mario Party. Mario Party makes me even more mad than freaking Mario Kart.
that's true.
It's so goddamn frustrating to me.
I like the bonus stars just to see chaos happen. I like to see the chaos in people's hearts.
horseshit awards for no reason, dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stupid Nintendo. Yeah.
Most high fives.
Friggin' participation trophies for nothing, dude.
Oh, dude. That's participation trophy 101 right there, dude. Absolutely.
And then, you know, the Marvel vs. Capcom announcement was cool, but I'm more hyped the fact that it's going to be on Steam or PlayStation more than Switch. That is not a game I want to play on my Switch. I want to play it on a big TV.
I want to take you for a ride.
So that was, don't get me wrong, that was lit, though. I mean, you know, I'll give Nintendo props that they're the ones who announced it, but it kind of, like, it was funny that everyone's just like, we're going to get that digital shit on the PlayStation 4. Fuck Nintendo. But,
Yeah, I want that D-pad right there, dude. Yep.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Metal Slug, that's cool too, I guess. Hello Kitty Island Adventures, sure. I don't know where the fuck that came from. Random as fuck.
It's from the, Warcraft episode.
Yeah, it's from the South Park episode.
I know that, but I mean, like...
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they caught on to the joke finally, and we're like,
I think
we're
gonna make it on the joke, and they made it happen.
I don't know, dude, but I was literally cracking up, and I was like, wait, that's a real game? And I could not stop laughing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my god, that's great.
Yep, that's what I mean. It's like someone, like, I want to know who fucking said, you know what, guys? I got a fucking sick ass an idea for a game. It's called Hello Kitty Island Adventures. And then some old ass 6-year-old fucking executive is like, oh, hell yeah, Hello Kitty.
I hope.
Not knowing about South Park. That's what's funny.
Nah, I hope there's a basement you can't go in because all you hear is like you get the dialogue box. Somebody's like, Mom, burrito. Like, something. Give me some reference. It'd be perfect. Oh,
man. Yeah. And then, you know. Them, like, I'm so torn because, like I said, if Nintendo just let us buy these games as far in regards to the old Virtual Console games, the Switch would just be so much better. But the fact that they have a subscribe is like, you know, spoiler alert, we're all fucking them by splitting it, but still.
No. We are.
I would never pay $80 by myself to fucking play these games when I can just rob them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But... You know, splitting it with all you guys, it's less than fucking $10.
I like playing on my OLED. This is some good games.
I mean, I get it, but at the same games. Time, you know.
I'm just saying, I popped in Zero Mission fucking the other day, and I was like, wow, I lost an hour out of fucking nowhere. Holy shit. Yeah. That's a fast game.
Well, not only that, but like I said in the group chat too, like, it's so stupid for Nintendo to drop a 17+ app.
Oh yeah, that's kind of dumb.
Switch that doesn't even, like, if you're gonna drop that, let us download all the other games that are E for everyone and all that shit on that app. The fact that that 17+ app only has 2 fucking games on it is so stupid to me.
Give us Conker. Just give us Conker, man. I'm waiting for Conker. All right,
Conker's bad for a day. And if they're gonna do this, for sure, they need to give us the original South Park game too.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I remember that one.
Oh, I didn't know. You got me real Vince McMahon right there, dude.
I'm just saying. I mean,
get some yellow snowballs up in this bitch, dude.
The original South Park game on there would be sweet. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Do the little cow gun, all the shit, dude. Oh, that's a good. I like that idea. That's a good approach.
Oh man, and then let's see. Yeah, you know, Donkey Kong Country, cool. I'll get it on sale. Like, I got Tropical Freeze on sale. I'm not gonna buy full price for it. Mm-hmm. And then the Echoes of Wisdom, The Legend of Zelda. Like, I liked Link's Awakening, but that's because I played Link's Awakening on the Game Boy Color. So, like, I was cool with the whole, like, updated graphics and shit.
Yeah, all the quality of life shit.
I don't know if I'm going to go out and get this right away. Like I said, you know, it's like, like you guys said, right? It's like, if it was, like, Legend of Zelda with Zelda as the main character with the gameplay, I'd be cool with it, but... The whole, like, making shit and summoning fucking night. Like, yeah, I'm not... I don't know.
Yeah, at least give me, like, an Expelliarmus Harry Potter spell to just toss out if I need to. Like, you know? Give me something easy.
Yeah. And then, you know, Metro Prime 4, like, cool. It was announced, what, 6 years ago? 7 years ago?
7 years. About time. 7 years.
Yep, about time. We'll see if that, you know... I am more interested to see if Nintendo drops... Prime 2 and 3 before 4, but I doubt it.
That'd be nice. Yeah, I can't really add too much to that. I mean, I gotta say, Brothership looks phenomenal. It's a good... Any RPG, Mario RPG fans are eating good this fucking year, for sure. Fuck all y'all, though. I'm excited about Jamboree. I actually love Mario Party games, unironically. So, I'm with this. NSO's fine. Like, I actually got a voucher because I knew I was going to get Luigi's Mansion 2. Now I got to get a second fucking voucher so I could play Mario Party or Mario and Luigi and Zelda. So I guess I'm going to have to just do that. I'm a little more optimistic on Echoes of Wisdom, I think, because I know Breath of the Wild was designed in a 2D space. So they're used to making freedom-based concepts within a 2D space. They just translate it to 3D. So it looks like they're going to use some of that knowledge to, but with Zelda this time. But again, I don't 100% vibe with not having, like, a ready-to-go weapon. That's just a little weird. So just give us that option. Even if it's not as strong as all the other shit, I think that would be fine. Again, I want my little, let Zelda be a little Harry Pottery. Let her just be a little Harry Pottery, and I'm fine with that. I'm personally very excited about Metroid Prime 4. I do believe it's going to be a cross-gen game, though. I think it's going to be the Breath of the Wild slash Twilight Princess of next system. It's going to have a Switch version. It's going to have a Switch 2 version, and they're going to come out the same fucking day. It looks like a Swan Song game to me. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. But yeah, Zelda, and I love that Zelda's out in September. It's going to be out really fucking quick, so we'll see if it's good or not right away. But of all these, popping off with Mario and Luigi Brothership was the best thing they could have done. Because that, I did not expect that at all. Mm-hmm. That looks really, really good. And I can't wait for November. Like, I really can't. That's going to be a fun one. I will beat fucking Paper Mario by then. I swear. I swear it.
Borrow it after, dude. Let's check it out.
Nah, I went digital on Paper Mario. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'll let you borrow Mario RPG because I got it on sale. That one fucking, I got such a good deal. I was like, I'm not passing this shit up in Mario RPG. But like Paper Mario, I couldn't wait. I wanted it fucking day one. So yeah. But yeah, no. I gotta say, I'm more optimistic on Zelda and Mario Party. But that's just because I'm a fucking Nintendo nerd. So there we go. Anyways, that's the direct. I gotta say. Fantastic Direct. It was way more than I expected for a console that's 8 years old. So yeah, there we go. Let's get a couple leaky rumors in here. I know one's gonna make James hot, so let's run through the first one before we get into the fucking soapbox. Let's do it.
So Guerrilla Games is going all in on Horizon. Ooh. So the Horizon series developer Guerrilla Games has stated they have, I can't believe I'm going to say this, they have 16 Horizon-related projects in the works.
Jesus.
And
they already announced one, and it's stupid as fuck.
Yeah. Like, it was the top of the direct.
For more on that, check out our last episode, people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got more gameplay this time.
Yeah, and of course, one of them, another one besides the Lego one, will probably be a live service game.
God.
So, this is according to good old LinkedIn job listings.
Wow.
Guerrilla is requesting a lead producer specializing in the smooth and efficient delivery of a live service game. So, will this be the Horizon Fortnite? Or is this going to be a Killzone Battle Royale? Discuss.
I don't see this working at all for anything, honestly.
Look, here's the thing. They're okay. They're not terrible games. Like, they're good games, but they're good on their own.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anybody going, you know what would be awesome? Let's explore more about this with characters that nobody gives a fuck about.
Yep.
Like, Aloy is the only one that everyone's like, okay, yeah, like, she's legit. Put her in other stuff? Absolutely. Put her in the freaking PlayStation fighting game? All day. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But why are we trying to expand on this? It just doesn't have that universe expansion quality to me. I don't care unless it's a game that's in that world. Like, that's a sequel of the other games. I don't care.
Even though they seem like the Sony Ubisoft games to me, almost.
They're kind of like that. Like I said, they're not terrible games by any means, but I don't know. It's taking me forever to beat the first one. And
I don't think you're alone on that either. I really don't.
It's very rudimentary in its delivery, and I think that's what the issue is for me. I'm just like, it's cool. Like, I'll jump in it every now and again and get back into it, and like, it's got a good storyline and whatnot, but I don't know. I forgot when the second one, when did the second one come out again?
Around the time of Elden Ring.
Yeah, like a week or two before Elden Ring, so I got totally overshadowed.
But there was something else, too. There was something else, like, right before it, wasn't there?
Breath of the Wild came out a couple months after, maybe three months?
After the first one, yeah.
No, was it the first one?
First one, yeah.
Oh, no. I'm thinking
Tears of the Kingdom.
No?
Yeah.
Same year, yeah.
Right. Let me look that up real quick.
Can you look that up, Jamie? I forgot what it came out against, and I was like, there's no way I'm going to pick that game over the other games that are coming out. Like, yeah. I can't put my finger on it exactly what it is, but I don't care that much. Like, these are not games that I'm like, I'm not like beating the drum for people to go play them. I'm not like, oh man,
I don't see how you get 16 different projects out of this.
Right.
I just don't see that. Like, I really, really don't see that.
Okay, so Elden Ring came out a week after Horizon Forbidden West.
Oh, shit.
And then what else?
Yeah, no, that the well, that's pretty much it.
There was something like the month before, I want to say.
Oh, well, this came out. Okay, Elden Ring came out February 2022. Horizon Forbidden West came out 18th of February 2022.
There was something big that came out either in December or around that time, or something was coming out in March.
Yeah,
and I just remember I was like, I'm not gonna play that game.
So 2022 games, it competed against God of War Ragnarok.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's Ragnarok what it was. Came out first. Yeah.
Ragnarok.
Right. That's what it was. I was like, yeah. I bought Ragnarok and I was like, please.
Fuck
off. Like,
and Pokemon Legends Arceus. Just saying. Come on.
God. Oh, okay. Not about that. But I mean, Ragnarok, dude. That was a day one buy for sure.
Yeah.
But, no, it looks like 2022 was not a bad year for games, but yeah, it looked like it still got overshadowed by Kirby Forgotten Land, like all kinds
Requiem,
of stuff.
Okay, Requiem came out later that year. My bad. Mm-hmm. Stray?
Tiny Tina's Wonderlands 2.
Stray is a fantastic game.
Yeah, Stray was December.
I marathoned that game. I didn't put it down. That's an incredible game.
Yeah, no, I think it was probably Ragnarok then. Between that, you know, Elden Ring and Ragnarok, it's like, yeah, you gotta be. The only thing that can compete with that is a fucking Zelda game, and that came out a whole year later.
Horizon was always victim to better software coming around it. More iconic software, actually. Because, I think it has good aesthetics and stuff, but again, I don't see how you get 16 projects with a big enough fan base to want to see at least the most of them. Like, I don't see that happening at all. This Lego one, I don't think it's gonna work, but it looked a little different, at least.
It looked
a little different. I didn't say it was substantially different, but yeah, it's I don't know. Horizon, Guerrilla Games, you're putting too much on this horse, I think.
That's gonna be a no for me, dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I like Horizon, but like, you know, if it's coming out, okay, yeah. So the first Horizon came out literally the same year as Breath of the Wild. And Persona 5, and Super Mario Odyssey, and Assassin's Creed Origins.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah, there's just. Yeah, I mean, it was up against. It's both of them have been up against like impossible odds. But even so, like I said, I just don't. They're good. It's a good story, and I like her. But I think it's just everything else is like weak to me. Like, I don't really care. And
man, the first
maybe it's just a repetitive nature of like the robots that you kill. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Same year too, Uncharted Lost Legacy came out. Fucking the Fractured Butthole, Cuphead, like
Cuphead. You had a hard fucking time, dude. I'm about to say, and in terms of open world experiences, you had the best open world Assassin's Creed, and you had fucking Zelda, which changed the goddamn game. Like, there's no way it was gonna fucking win.
Yeah, and as annoying and stupid as Cuphead is, I would still rather play Cuphead over.
And you beat the shit out of Cuphead. You did exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. No, it took me a while, but I did do it.
Yeah, and each time you did, guess what wasn't being played? Any Horizon project.
I actually should have cleansed my palate and played that because it's a very relaxing game.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have been as angry at the world.
Yeah, I remember when I finally beat Zero Dawn, like probably like 2 years after it came out, just because it finally had the PS5 update, right? And I'm like, all right, let me check this out in 60 FPS. And it was good, but like, I was just doing the main story. I wasn't going out of my way. I wasn't doing anything. And I was
just, you weren't like, getting lost. You were just like, I'm gonna go over there. Point A, point B.
You know, yeah, the story was cool, but it's not something. I only played it because there was nothing. I beat everything else. You know, it's kind of just like there.
That's one of them backlog games. There you go.
Yeah, exactly. And Forbidden West, same thing. Don't get me wrong. It looks amazing, but it's like, I would much rather play a like Horizon 2.5 or Horizon spinoff. I'm not gonna go out of my way to be like, oh fuck, they're doing a live service Horizon game. Like, I'm there.
No, that's a good point.
Mm. They're doing Horizon fucking Mario Kart or karting. I'm there. You know? Nah.
Horizon Party. Yeah. Jamboree.
So the only thing that I would be somewhat interested in from Guerrilla Games is a reboot or a remaster of some sort from Killzone, because Killzone is like very, very underrated in regards to number three. Like, they finally put it all together and they tried to be not Halo. And I believe Killzone 3 was like one of the first multiplayer games that did that whole shit that Battlefield started doing with like waves in regards to like what was it called? I think it was called Operations, to where like you start in one section of the map, and if the defending team holds it, you stay in that zone, but if the attacking team captures the point, it opens up more of the map and more guns and more vehicles. So I know Battlefield took that and like ran with it, but I know that Killzone did that shit first on number three.
Yeah, so. Guerrilla Games has some good ideas, you know. They just just need more support and brandability.
Yeah, I mean, Killzone, people have been saying, like, you know, Killzone, Resistance. There's a lot of old PlayStation IPs that are just kind of chilling that people want back more than a fucking Horizon game. Like, you know, like a spinoff. So
you're right. They should do Horizons X Fat Princess. And then we'll have all the IPs we need.
Whoa. Watch your mouth about Fat Princess.
Fat Princess for the win, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying, dude. At least it was creative.
Man, I haven't thought about that game in so long.
I'm just saying. I was going back to all the PlayStation All-Stars IPs. And I'm like, where was fucking Gorilla representing this shit?
Dude, I totally forgot about Fat Princess.
Yeah, Fat Princess was lit. What other game can you do Capture the Flag but with a Fat Princess?
Like, see, there you go. That's
you
a good...
literally
that
have
shit
to
was always funny. You're all like lifting her up and you couldn't run that fast. So good.
That sounds better. If they dropped that, I would also not play a Horizon project because that's live.
Let's get a remake of that.
Bring that one back. Bring that back. All right, well, fuck. Well, I mean, that's Guerrilla Games. Good luck to you on your 16 Horizon projects. Now, speaking of games we play on day one, typically, James, you have the floor on this one. Go for it.
All right.
Go for it.
Full Resident Evil roadmap has reportedly been leaked. More details for the German Capcom leaker have become public regarding the future of Resident Evil. As confirmed in our past reporting, the team responsible for RE3 remake... or RE make three make yeah okay and Separate Ways will be handling the RE0 and its next game releasing in the series. Also, contrary to previous reports, Resident Evil 9 will be the follow-up installment and include more open maps, though not completely open world. Leon and Jill as the protagonist for some fucking reason. Options for first and third person playstyles. It might be co-op and will only briefly acknowledge lingering story threads from RE Village.
Oh, I hear the chapness in your voice.
The RE5 remake was supposedly next in line, but due to the racial controversy that occurred when it came out, the previous release as well as recent news stories bringing it up again,
stupid
Capcom
IGN.
Has decided to pause production on it.
Stupid IGN.
And finally, instead, we are getting Code Veronica remake after RE9 with the development team by RE2 and RE4 remakes. So I'm gonna get on my soapbox.
Do it. Come on. I can feel in your heart. Comes.
A friend texted us this information, and I immediately I started very angrily typing, and I couldn't stop myself.
I know. I was like, these are paragraphs coming right now.
I was so upset at this leak. I really hope, like, this is probably true, which makes it even worse.
Yeah.
This leaker is definitely not somebody who's not in the know. Mm-hmm. He's in the know. And it really fucking sucks because RE9 was supposed to be the trilogy, and it's supposed to wrap up the winner's storyline. For anybody that didn't play the DLC, you take on the role of Ethan Winter's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And she has these kind of powers, and you just kind of go and explore that, which would have made sense if they would have made her the protagonist of the third one to finish off the trilogy.
Yeah.
It would have been beautiful because the end of Village plus the DLC are both beautiful. And no, for some fucking weird reason, they're bringing in Leon and Jill, who had nothing to do with the trilogy. And it's even weirder because Chris is not even mentioned, and he was more of a side protagonist, if you will, or whatever, side character that popped up in RE7 and RE8, and it would have made a lot more sense
to
be the protagonist in the new one, because then it could have kind of tied more, it could have tied better into RE Village and Biohazard. But I don't understand this move. I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Rose is still a good protagonist.
She is. Yeah. I really enjoyed playing as her, and I feel like that's what they were going. And they made it seem like they were going that way with the DLC, but instead they are doing complete fan service and inserting Leon and Jill, who, again, have fucking nothing to do with the first two games, and ruining the specialness of what these games were, because it was something removed, kind of, from the rest of the franchise, even though Chris was in there.
It was a reboot.
Yeah, he wasn't like a super integral part, so to speak, of it. He was just like, you knew he was working with Umbrella and stuff or whatever, but he wasn't the main thing going on.
No, he was helping connect it to the main series, but still be on the sidelines, which I appreciated. I really appreciated that.
And that's what made Biohazard and Village so good, is because they did something completely different. They brought back the horror, and I feel like putting Leon and Jill back in it, they're going to go away from that again and make it more action-based, which isn't necessarily the worst thing in the world, but it's kind of ruining what made 7 and 8 so special.
Yeah.
And I do like the first and third play styles because they implemented that anyway in the update for Village, which is fine. However you like to play, that's your prerogative. I'm thinking the open maps is kind of going to be kind of what they did with God of War, whereas it's not completely open world, it's more linear, but there's open areas that you go and explore. And I'm fine with that. I would have been fine with that if they would have made it still about the Winters family. And now it's not, according to this leak. And so I feel they're going to... And it sucks saying this because I had such big faith in what they were doing.
Oh, no, we haven't logged recorded your big faith.
I just feel like they're ruining it now with this. Like, completely ruining it. And I don't know. I'm so upset.
Yeah. No, to me, it's like Capcom is always like, they're always chasing. They're like the dog that chases the car. Yeah. And this time, the gold from the Winters trilogy, like, they caught it. And they still were like, well, fuck. We didn't expect it to go this good. So how about we throw Leon back in there? Because people like Leon. And like,
yeah.
Like, they're like, we want to do something, but... But we really want, like, this to be the biggest. But every time they go too big, they overshoot.
Yeah.
It's always been the case. Capcom has always been like, we're going to go real big. And they've just went too hard every time they do it. Well, when their back's against the wall is when they do good shit.
Yeah. I wonder if the biggest piece of evidence that they are doing fan service is because of how popular the remakes have been.
Yeah.
So now they're like, let's just get Leon and Jill in there for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, dude, like RE4, the remake is fantastic, but that's his story. Yeah. It doesn't need to be anybody else's story. And Jill too. It's like, you know, 1 and 2, it's like, cool. Like she's great, but no, she had nothing to do with 7 or 8.
For some reason, Wesker has returned.
Yeah, and he's back.
He's
but
back.
It's not Wesker. It's Wesker's twin brother, Besker.
It's like, why do they have different last names? Don't fucking worry about that. It's Besker. All right, it's Besker. It's Alberto Besker. Wow. Now, so the one part I actually didn't include in this is they did say in the leak that it's being treated as a series finale, and that basically most of the characters aren't safe. So there's going to be a lot of deaths, apparently, in the story for RE9. So that's the one. But even then, it seems like, okay, it's too much. It's still too big.
I mean, the first two were like that already. So, I mean, that's fine. You know what I mean. You know,
me and Zoe, the whole fucking thing.
I'm just saying. I don't know, man. I just don't understand this move of putting Leon and Jill in there when it's like they're their need to kind of steer it back to the original. And it's like, you don't need to do that. It could have just been its own isolated thing, if you will, kind of what 4 was.
Yeah.
4 was its own thing, even though it was still connected to the T-Virus and everything going on. It was still its own world within the Resident Evil universe.
And it was a main installment. You can do that with main installments. You can do it with main installments. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Cordova? Are you wearing hot also or what?
I mean, I just want a new Resident Evil game, dude. Don't get me wrong. When I played Biohazard and Chris showed up at the end, I was like, that's not Chris. But, you
what
know.
The fuck? What the fuck?
That didn't look like Chris, dude. If Capcom,
oh my, they're like, Capcom, why is his arm so tiny? What's going on?
Yeah, exactly, exactly what I said. Fun, you know, dude. And I was like, is that what we're doing, Capcom? That's just okay, cool. I mean, so yeah, I would just be happy to get a new, you know, a new Resident Evil. Like if it's they're gonna bring back Jill and then Leon, then it is what it is. And I'm here for it, you know.
No.
And dude, and Alberto Besker, dude. Alberto Besker's gonna fucking change the game. Yep.
I wanna go on record here saying everything that guy just said is bullshit. You 100% were not like all freaking aloof about how good these games are they were, so stop it right now, dude. You telling me Jack didn't do for you in the first one, dude? Jack was amazing.
Yeah, it was cool, you know.
Oh wow!
All right.
You know what?
Okay.
In season 7, the Horror People's Podcast, we are actually covering RE7, so you're gonna hear this argument again.
Okay.
In real life,
this guy.
Bullshit.
Cordova's
gonna be.
So you're gonna sit here and tell me 7 and 8 are amazing.
Yeah, they are, but that's why happy to be getting some.
Like, God. Dude. Now you talked about it like it was like the little cousin that you just tuck away every now and again. You're like, yeah, go play hide and seek, dude. I'll go find you in like 4 hours.
Yeah, wait till the real boys like Leon and Rebecca Chambers come up in here.
I mean, you know, hopefully they can do it better than Resident Evil 6.
Six is my worry.
Yeah,
Didn't they knock it out of the park with 7 and 8? Because how bad 5? Well, 5 was fine, but 6 was terrible. And they were like, all right, well, we're gonna go back to what we know how to do, and they did fucking amazing with it.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I will see. God. Hey, we'll see, because we got to get through 0 first. We'll see how they do 0.
My rage knows no bounds.
I'm predicting 0 2025 January, like they always do the January releases. And we probably won't get 9 until 2026 at the earliest, so we'll hug and see. Yeah, so that's Resident Evil. Updates on that. We'll see how 9 pans out. Now, we got to wrap up over here. It's the end of June. We got to get our fucking wins of the month, baby. So, for me, my June gaming win of the month is a double feature. I'm going to give it to the Nintendo Direct and the Xbox Showcase. They literally felt like they brought back the E3 vibes for me. I was lingering on every announcement. Most of them were very, very good. And they gave some shit in between, but it's just how the nature of these announcements anyways. I really felt the June announcements this year. It felt really good. 2024 shaping up pretty nice thanks to these. I do feel like 2025, though, is going to be the year. That's going to be the big, big year. But for now, yeah, Nintendo really showed us what they want to do. They're sprinting to the finish line towards a Switch 2, and I'm here for it. So that's my wins. Those two directs in particular. Cordova, what you got?
It's going to hurt me to say this, but yes, I do give Nintendo props for their fucking direct or mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they actually, you know, they showed games, dude. They showed way more than Sony, way better quality games than Microsoft. So, yeah, you know, you gotta give them their flowers, as the kids say.
As the flowers, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah, I feel like they won. The conferences type of thing, and then
I mean they tickled you with the Mario and Luigi. I know that gets you right there. So
yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, no, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah, you are correct. and then you know I've been hearing nothing but good stuff about the Elden Ring DLC, Shadow of the Erdtree, and I don't know if you guys have an absurd headline, but I have something related to that too. I just found where the DLC being too good. So, yeah, you know, like I said, I'm back, or no, I didn't say, I'll save that for later, but yeah, right. Shadow of the Erdtree, super, super good. I'll give props. It's almost like if developers make DLC that are like actually entertaining and good, people just pay for them and not bitch about it, but.
Yeah, that's how you do microtransactions for a program. All right. What about you, James?
I'm the same Nintendo Direct. I won't agree with the Xbox One because it was fine, but it didn't have like I feel the Nintendo Direct just like almost every single game is like oh shit yeah I would play that
yeah Hello Kitty Island Adventures I agree yeah
for sure that's a day one buy except for Jamboree because that game can go right to hell. But I gotta give my props to Nintendo. Same with you guys. Like the Mario and Luigi game coming back, franchise coming back, that was cool. Also did not expect that. Was very pleasantly surprised by it. Definitely gonna buy it. So, you know, yep. Yeah. Good job, Nintendo.
They get two vouchers out of me this year, these fucking pieces of shit. They got two. Yeah, that's all good. Now for my fail. Unfortunately, actually, this does pay me to say it. The Sony State of Play, they didn't show up at all. I really feel like they're taking this as a PS5 off year. I'm very close to buying a PS5 after my fucking Europe trip and finally seeing my finances weren't as fucked as I thought they were. But with that kind of... I don't know. That presentation just really felt like a half-assed thing for me when their competitors brought it. So, to me, that's a fail. If your competitors are bringing it and you still don't have one on the horizon, not, you know, horizon, but, like, they still don't still have one coming up that that we can look forward to. Like, the rumors were they're going to do a big one in September so they can redeem themselves. And I'm not putting them out there like it's a complete buy year here. But really, like, June is when you step up. So that to me, I got to acknowledge the failure there. How about you, Cordova? I think it's pretty similar.
Yeah, I doubt they're going to bring anything in June, dude, because, you know, they were trying to, what's it called? Hamper expectations or whatever.
They were right before the thing even happened.
Yeah,
they were
don't expect too much from us this year because we just dropped a whole bunch last year. And it's like, okay, but still, like, you didn't have to drop them all last year.
I'm going to spread it out, dude.
Exactly. So, Sony really, really didn't do anything this year. Their big announcement was fucking Lego Horizon, pretty much, I think. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, they, to me, just did not stack up against Microsoft and Nintendo. So,
which is weird to say. It's weird to say. It doesn't feel right. All right, James, what you got? Your fails. You got two.
I just added the second one because I wasn't... I think those texts came
Was this month, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So the first one is what we just talked about, the Resident Evil 9 rumors. I am very upset about this. And even though I've put my full faith into Capcom most of the time, this makes me very upset and makes me think that they're doing something very stupid with a really good trilogy that they were creating. And then the second one is... So we had talked about, I want to say two episodes ago, we talked about how the studio who created or developed Disco Elysium shut down as part of these mass layoffs. But Fuen provided some additional information about what would have happened in the sequel. And I'm very upset about that, too. I have been, you know, beating the drum about Disco Elysium for a long time. Mm-hmm. Finally got somebody else to play it, so I'm waiting to hear from them what they think about it. But so without spoiling too much about it, these leaks were going to delve deeper into the emotions that you experienced in the first game, and then also it was going to be revolved around a fan favorite character. I kind of think I know who that would have been, and that would have really sucked. I mean, it sucks that that's not happening anymore because that would have been really good.
Yeah, it came from the developers themselves. They actually, you know.
Yeah. They talked about what their plans were. And just a really big bummer, man, because it's such a good game. And, I mean, it's, again, I've said this multiple times, but, you know, take this however you want to take it. But it's in the top 10, I want to say top 5 all-time games on IGN's top 100 list, I believe it is. So
yeah, shit.
Go play it. It's incredible. Sharing my sadness that the sequel's not going to happen anymore.
I mean, you've recommended so much. It is on my list for the next sale, but you also recommended something in my What Am I Playing section that I ended up getting. So I had to pick between these two.
That's fine because it's a good game. But you know, just the rumors of RE9 and then the rumor of Disco Elysium just bum me out. Those are two really big hits for me personally because they were the Resident Evil 7 and 8 games are incredible, and then Disco Elysium is like top 3 favorite games of all time. So yeah,
damn, yeah, you got hit this month. Jesus Christ. No, you really did.
I really did.
Well, thankfully, this month also saw some really good releases, so we are going to do the, again, what are we playing? What are you playing? I'll kick off again. I have progressed further into Paper Mario and the Thousand Year Door, and man, do I wish I was not as busy as I am as a human being, because I want to sit down and play this game more. I gotta say, some of the best writing I've seen in, like, an RPG. It's just, it knows what these Mario characters are and knows how to make them fucking hilarious. Yep. They are hilarious. Shout out to Princess Peach. Your storyline is the shit. I have never looked forward to a Princess Peach cutscene. And this time, whenever it pops up, I'm like, oh, well, hold on a second. What's fucking happening here? It's awesome. I can't, oh my gosh. And I didn't know that the level select thing you were talking about is new. Very convenient.
Yes.
Just the combat's solid and easy. Like, I this happens to me sometimes where I'm playing a game and I'm like, this is requiring a lot of focus. Maybe I'll play something a little easier. But with this game, when that thought comes on, I still am like, I'll just go to the next area though. Let's quickly see what's ahead. I end up just getting lost and further into it. So yeah. Great time. I know this one's gonna take me a while, but I'm really enjoying it. I'm going to try to see. I really just want to get it done before Brothership. That's the main goal. If I can get it done before Brothership, I'm happy. And then took James' rec there. Kingdoms of Amalur. Amalur? Whatever. Great game. It's a fun Fable-like game. It's a little more mindless than I would say Paper Mario, but it has a very good level-up system where your class is very distinct. It feels like you. Lots of different enemies. Big world to explore. Holy shit, I didn't realize how big this fucking game is. I was like, I've seen like three or four towns, and I pulled the map back, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's a big game.
That's a big game. Solid combat, though. Fun voice acting. Really solid voice acting, actually. And it's just a side quest-based game. Yeah, there's a main story, but like literally you just get lost. You're in this weird fucking forest. You find like three things. You're like, all right, I'm going to help this guy find his little sorcery thing so he doesn't turn to a chicken anymore. So, like, little weird stories happen like this. And it's mindless in an engaging way. And I think more games need to be like this. Harkens back to a very old-school game style of play, which, it surprisingly, again, makes me more excited for Fable down the line. So
is it like, I mean, I know we talked about a couple, I think actually it was last episode, right, where we confused it with that fucking Kingdom of the
Prince, or
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But is it like a Baldur's Gate 3 type of thing, or what's the gameplay like?
No, set up with Fable.
It's an action RPG.
Yeah.
And like Fwen said, like, yeah, it's very direct about whatever class you want to be.
Yeah.
And you don't get confusing. You don't get kind of bogged down by having to put points here and there or whatever. Like, it kind of directs you where to go, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And then you just follow that path, and that's what you are in the game. But it's, I would say it's kind of like World of Warcraft without being an MMO, in a sense.
That's what I've heard. Okay. Yeah, it's because it's super open.
It is.
Very, very huge. Open.
Yeah, it plays like an MMO because there's a lot of like menial tasks and stuff, but then the storyline's really good.
Mm-hmm. Fun side quests.
Yeah, there's a ton of side quests, but you can get lost doing a lot of that stuff. It's a very big game, but it's also not a demanding game in the sense that like you feel like you have to keep, like, it doesn't feel like you're trudging through it, at least
to me. No, it's easy to pop between that and Thousand Year Door. Like, it really is, actually.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. My turn?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm still playing Destiny 2 every now and again, but my main single player games right now are The Witcher 3, which portable on the Steam Deck is just like one of those games you could just play for a while, and before you go to bed, you get a little story, blah blah blah.
See some animated titties. I see.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. All right. You know, that's cool. Like, I can see why people always say that game's one of the best games of that PS3 360 era, it came out on the PS4.
Xbox bad. One, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. PS4, Xbox One era, and then now with the re-release and the upgrades and all that. I mean, it's super good game. The story's cool, all that. And then with the whole Elden Ring DLC, you know, I started that back up because I only got like two main bosses left to go. But at the same time, you know, Elden Ring is like Elden Ring. So you can get sidetracked and just go fight all these other bosses. I just killed the fucking Lava Manor boss Volcano Manor, I should say.
Jesus, you guys got so much further than I did. Yeah.
So it's you know, it's like I said, my son's over there. He planned it. I can't let him show me up. I gotta at least beat the game. If he can platinum it, I gotta at least beat the game. So, yeah, I'm back on that. I mean, it's weird. Like, some days I'll play it and I'm just like, man, I want to relax and play a game. I don't want to play this shit and
get mad. That's how I feel about it.
But then like today, right? I mean, don't get me wrong. It's Monday. I had a long ass day at work, but I'm just like, you know what? Fuck this boss. I'm not getting off this game until I beat his ass. You know, fucking 10 tries later, I finally beat him and, you know, that's, yeah.
That's good.
You know, but yeah, those are the 2-3-ish I'm playing right now.
All right, James, do your thing.
Yeah, same thing I was playing last time we talked. I'm just Paper Mario right now. That's what I have time for. I am kind of not burning through it because there's been times where I haven't even turned on my Switch in like 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. But I'm still kind of burning through it. I just finished the 5th area.
Damn. You're burning through it quick.
But, I mean, I've already put in almost 20 hours, so that'll give you a little glimpse of how long this game really is.
Yeah,
but it's just me. It's a nostalgia thing for me. It's just a great game. The writing is fantastic. It's fun. The quality of life improvements have just made it that much better. It's just a great game. I'm having so much fun playing it, and I'm going to keep playing it until I finish it, and then I'll probably be on Luigi's Mansion 2.
Oh yeah, that comes out in 2 days.
Yep.
Comes out in 2 days, and yeah, fuck, I gotta use my voucher for that one, too. Asshole Nintendo. All right, yeah, voucher system, fuck off. Save me $20. So, yeah, no, I agree, Paper Mario, it doesn't stop surprising me, which I appreciate in a game, and I can see why it's a fan favorite now. It's just speculated for years. But cool, we're gonna top this off with an absurd headline. I'll say this one, Cordova, you said he had one more, right?
Yeah, well, this ties back to Elden Ring with the whole DLC. There's actually people bitching and quitting that the DLC, you know, the Shadow of the Erdtree DLC, they don't want to play it because it's, quote-unquote, too hard to be fun. So, yeah, I don't know who these people are, but, it's surprise, it's a From Software game. What the fuck do you think you signed up for?
Yeah.
So...
They thought they signed up for Hello Kitty Island Adventure. That's what they were hoping to get, actually. Yeah,
that's kind of absurd to me, but...
So. I agree. But also very, really absurd is the one that James submitted earlier this week. It's the Elder Scrolls 6 teaser is now 6 years old. And even Todd Howard paused to say, quote, "Oh, wow, that's been a while." So, yeah. They've been working on... that's a good old Bethesda fucking development cycle right there for you. Apparently, that's the next game on their docket, but we'll fucking see, because they just did Starfield, and they plan on running that bitch into the ground. 6 years. Yeah, I don't know, bro.
6 years since they showed us a picture. Six.
Yeah. And it looked like they took the picture from Skyrim, to be honest with you. It didn't seem that special.
Yeah, I know. It didn't even look like anything like that different.
No. Nope.
That is true.
No, nope, absolutely. Well, with that, fucking... Fuck Todd Howard, and this has been a... I'm just saying, this. Come on, man, give us something. So, this has been a... this is the episode, so we'll be back in 2 weeks. We just got done with the June game announcement, so I'm sure whatever we get next is going to be more rumory-based. But yeah, that was the big times. Anyways, this has been a production of the Horrible People's Network. I'm your host, Anthony Fuentes, of the Horrible People's Podcast. We are wrapping up Webster's birthday month, and we're going into season finale territory. So you won't hear from me on that show after this until about fall time, because we are busy bitches. Anyways, so you can find me there and here, obviously, at the NPC Gaming Podcast. James, where can they find you?
You can also find me on the Horrible People's Network as part of the... I forgot the name of the podcast. The Turning Tables Podcast, which is a live D&D campaign. Whatever, dude, I'm tired. You can find me on there playing a barbarian. It's a lot of fun. Go check us out. Turning Tables Pod on Instagram. Please go listen to the episodes. Give us a like and all that good stuff. And also, you can find me on my solo podcast called the Retired Mosher Podcast. I have finally, after a very long time, returned to recording because I was busy and there's all kinds of stuff happening in my personal life. But that's calmed down and I was able to record an episode. You can follow me on Instagram at Retired Mosher Pod. And if you don't want to just listen to my beautiful raspy voice, you can now watch the video podcast on my YouTube page, which is the Retired Mosher Podcast. Please go give that a like and subscribe and all that good stuff. Yeah. I will be recording more frequently, so I will be delivering video and audio formats. So whatever you prefer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then his OnlyFans, too. That's right.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. at Hawktua.
Oh, fuck.
No, we can't endorse that one. Cordova, how about you?
I'm on Instagram at Big Bang Cordova, all one word. Yeah, pretty much that's it. I'm not playing Fortnite with the kids anymore, so I still got.
They passed you up?
Yeah. I missed fucking 3 days and they just passed me up and I don't even want to play anymore.
That's good. See, that's the kind of shit when you see on the Big Bang Cordova fucking Instagram page.
Yeah, I mean, I got a shitload of screenshots I should just start posting with shit in it. So, yeah, I'll probably start doing that more and more.
Let's keep trying until we get into a game with them, dude, and just pop them in the head.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's funny. All right, well, with that, catch me next, Horrible People's Podcast. We're covering Old Boy OG verse remake, and boy, was that remake shitty. Anyways, we'll talk to you guys later. Peace.
Later.
Bye.